From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. Acting U.S. Attorney Joon Kim enumerated the charges against New York City bombing suspect today.
A complaint filed this morning charges Ula with 5 counts of federal crimes. First, providing material support to a terrorist organization, that being ISIS. Second, using and attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction, that being an improvised explosive device, or an IED. Third, bombing a place of public use. Fourth, destruction of property by means.
Indeed, a long and somber day as the charges were read in court. Former United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon reiterated his disappointment on President Trump's decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord agreement in France.
This is a politically short-sighted and misguided and economically irresponsible, scientifically wrong.
Trump announced his June plans to leave the climate pact, saying the agreement would cost America trillions of jobs. Voting is underway in the southern United States of Alabama in a tightly contested Senate election between Democrat Doug Jones and Republican Roy Moore, a campaign roiled by charges from women who accused Moore of sexual misconduct from decades ago, when they were teenagers and when he was in his 30s and a young prosecutor. Tuesday's special election is being watched nationally, both as an indicator of how midterm congressional elections might play out next November and as a barometer of President Trump's political clout as well. More news is always available online at voanews.com, also Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's political parties want to give voters another 2 months to sign for next year's election after political turmoil disrupted the region and registration process. The Secretary General of the Movement for Democratic Change said the ruling party and opposition groups will ask electoral authorities on Wednesday to extend next week's voter registration deadline. Andrew Fasilis explains.
Zimbabwe started registering voters in September, but its electoral commission said on Tuesday just over 4 million voters out of a target of 7 million had signed up, 8 days before the deadline to end the process. Part of the problem was that thousands of potential voters, who are classified as aliens because their parents are from other countries in southern Africa, have only been able to register since last week following a court ruling.
Meantime, Lisa Schlein reports the International Organization for Migration sees an alarming deterioration of the humanitarian situation in Democratic Republic of Congo as fighting continues to spread throughout the country, facing thousands to flee. Let's hear from Lisa Schlein.
The International Organization for Migration reports a humanitarian catastrophe is looming in Democratic Republic of Congo. It notes spreading violence in parts of the country has forced more than 4 million people to flee their homes, making DRC the African country with the highest displacement population. The most combustible regions include the eastern and south-central provinces of North and South Kivu, Tanganyika, and Kasai. IOM is appealing for $75 million to urgently meet the growing needs of displaced Congolese and the communities in the violent eastern and central provinces hosting them. More than 13 million people will be in desperate need of humanitarian assistance and protection throughout the next year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Despite Russia's ban from the upcoming Olympics, officials in the country still expect more than 200 of their athletes to compete at the Games. Under International Olympic Committee sanctions announced last week, all Russians must compete under the Olympic flags generally and just be called, quote, Olympic athletes from Russia. The decision to ban Russia came after the country was found to have run a sophisticated doping program at the 2014 Sochi Olympics. Yemeni security forces killed at least 3 suspected militants in a raid early Tuesday in the southern port city of Aden. 3 policemen were killed in a shootout when the forces stormed a workshop where car bombs were being built. The force arrested 2 suspected militants and found explosive belts and other weapons. You can always get more news online at voanews.com, also Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's the roundup. I'm Richard Sheehy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.